Thousands of local college students graduated over the weekend. UWM and Marquette were among those holding commencement ceremonies. More grads will pick up their diplomas next weekend, including at MSOE and MATC. WWM reports on the job market the newly minted alums face. The last few years have been tough for college grads. They entered the labor force amid a slow-moving economy when employers were hesitant to hire. And the competition often included experienced people laid off during the recession. Dennis Winters says now, however, there are hints the job hunt may be a bit easier. He works for the State Department of Workforce Development.
The economy is growing slowly, and the employment situation is a bit laggard yet. But I think things are picking up, and will be picking up throughout the rest of the year and in the future. The graduates have something a little better to look at.
Another agency that sees promising data is Milwaukee-based Manpower Group. It tracks hiring trends.
There was healthy hiring last quarter, so I think we're going to see continuous improvement. It's certainly not going backwards.
Chris Layden heads one of the Wisconsin divisions of Manpower Group. He says some new grads have an advantage over experienced people looking for work.
Companies are always looking for fresh talent out of college, particularly leading companies within the Milwaukee market that are always trying to bring in fresh perspectives and hiring potential.
Layden says the greatest demand for graduates remains in the STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The trend puts graduates from the Milwaukee School of Engineering in good standing. Eric Oswald works in MSOE's careers office. He says employers sought out the school's students throughout the economic downturn.
Even in the height of the recession, our students were getting jobs. They were just maybe only having one offer at the time. But as things are recovering, the biggest thing we're seeing is that students are able to choose between two or three offers again. And
Oswald says the pay is good, even for those just entering the workforce.
The average starting salaries for the 2011-2012 class for all of our graduates was $55,368.
On the other edge of downtown, Marquette University reports high demand for its grads across the spectrum. Andy Brodzeller is spokesman.
One anecdote is that involvement in our career fairs that we host in the fall and spring semester, we've seen additional participation by companies and employees. This past year, actually, we had to turn down employees because we simply didn't have enough space for them in the ballrooms at the career fair.
Brodzeller says grads with a leg up are those who participated in internships and got work experience. The head of UW-Milwaukee's Career Development Center echoes the sentiment. Cindy Petritis says students' resourcefulness outside the classroom can be as important as their field of study.
The person graduating today is probably looking at over a dozen job changes over the course of their lifetime. So it's really important for us to be helping students to be really nimble in the way they are developing their skills, in the way they're thinking about how they can be marketable, not just for the jobs of today, but for the jobs of tomorrow.
Another local institution has seen firsthand the changing employment picture graduates face. Mike Kennell is with MATC.
4,500 of our students already have bachelor's or master's degrees, and they've come to MATC to get the skills that employers are looking for.
Kennell says graduates in the greatest demand are those in the fields of information technology, manufacturing, and healthcare. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.